Okay, with Max Sun, the co-director for Pete's Sake is a short film play at the Wild Sound Flagship Festival. What an interesting film. What I got out of this film is that you never let your kids win at anything, because in the long run the payoff's gonna be profound.
Exactly. That's one of the little lessons I think, anybody can get from this film, basically. Yeah.
So the basis of the story is that this dad and the son have this constant arm wrestling match. And of course, the dad, when the kid's young, the dad keeps winning the arm wrestling. And then finally, he keeps coming back, keeps coming back, keeps coming back. And it's a metaphor for like the mentor protege, the father-son relationship, which, it's a very common story. I'm assuming both of
Exactly,
us have had this
exactly.
story where like it's just about like it's like kind of like topping your dad, I guess, finally. Like that's the ultimate
I
prize, like
know.
climbing the mountain.
That's correct. Exactly. So for me, actually, I don't know if the audience know that this film is actually based on a completely true story that I read online in a writing contest forum, and I reached out to the writer. And he told me that everything in this story, in this movie, happened between him and his father. So that's why I thought this is a very unique thing that I can use, and I can move it on the screen. And what's more, I think it's a very relatable story. I feel that I resonate with this, that me and my dad, we also have a similar kind of a journey. It's not arm wrestling, but it might be something else between any son and dad. So that's why I feel like the theme of this story is very applicable to any father and son. So it's just the son will always grow and the father will decline in the end, and the son will win one day for sure. And but in the end, I think it's just like the time that's the final winner, because the time will be able to let both the son and father decline one day for sure. So that's why.
Yeah, no, 100%. So you the gentleman, basically you felt like you basically found on a writer's forum, and then you basically contacted him and you asked him to basically be in the film. Ask him, you can tell the story and write the screenplay.
So he just gave me the right to adapt his
Okay.
story into a screenplay,
Has he
basically.
seen the
So
film?
yeah, he saw the film. He loved it so much. He says like he cried so many times watching the film, and he sent this movie to all of his relatives, his brothers and sisters, because they all grew up in the family, right? And they all witnessed this story in their real life. And then when they saw this story actually was moved onto the screen, they were just like so surprised and so touched with this. So
Yeah.
yeah, and their daughter even also reached out to me, that at the end of the movie there's like a photo of the daughter of the son,
Yeah.
and she even reached out to me expressing her gratitude and how her father is so happy about this and everything. So yeah.
So there is, I don't know if you know this, there's this book, it became a movie called The Great Santini. It's a great book, Pat Conroy, very really really great writer, novelist, but Robert Duvall played the great Santini, and basically he won an Oscar for this film, 1979.
Wow,
And
okay.
basically the movie is about this father-son relationship, and the dad keeps kicking the son's butt in like one-on-one basketball, right? Like that's what the
Yeah.
movie's about, right? And it's like so
Oh, I see. It's
finally
quite similar. Yeah.
he beats his dad at spoiler alert. But the movie's about other things, but basically he finally beats his dad at basketball. And that's when I was watching your film, it reminded me of The Great Santini, where like this
Great
metaphor, it's like a
Santini.
love-hate relationship you have with your father, right? Where it's like,
Yeah, every yeah, exactly. It's like a little bit conflicted, every father and son, I guess. It's not like a mother and son is usually a little bit simplified, but father and son is a little bit tension filled sometimes. So yeah, exactly.
It's like the alpha male, right? Like the dad,
Right.
like I will defeat my son in wrestling or whatever, or basketball until the day is until my dying breath, right? Because he cannot
Exactly.
best me, right? So even though
Yeah,
that's
and
dysfunctional, right?
also the father will be very happy too, like when the son actually beats the father. So yeah, that's also like something that's very interesting to see, I think. It's just like the father doesn't want the son to win, yet they also want the son to, beat them. Like just in
Complicated
the end. So
emotions,
yeah.
right?
So yeah. Because
Anyways,
it's the yeah, that's the gist of
ego,
it.
it's the male ego that wants to win, but it's also the love for the son that wants the son to beat him, right? So.
Yeah, want the son to grow up to be a man. Yeah, exactly. So
The film, listen, it's an 8-minute film and it's about an arm wrestling match and it works. It's like, it's quite the job. It's like fantastic, fantastic. And it's like, and I love that the family likes to watch the film.
yeah,
I
thank
want
you
to ask
so
you about
much.
the casting because obviously you needed two actors, right? You to play the son, right? The adult version and
Right.
the younger version, right?
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the biggest challenges back then when we were making the film. I was like really, banging my head on the table to think, how can I get a screen family? It's not only just like about the younger version, the adult version. We also need the father and the mother, and it's like four people. Originally, we really even wanted like three versions of the son. Maybe like there's like a mid, there's like a even a younger version in between. So, but then that was too hard to pull off. Especially all we could do is to post on Facebook groups, and that's how we found all of these actors. And
Oh
that's it.
wow. But you
So
obviously
yeah.
the two characters had to look alike, I guess, obviously, right? They had to look.
Of course. Yeah, exactly. The kid and the like the adult version of the kid, they have to look alike. So, but like we don't have too much choice. So we just ended up, finding whoever that has a good convincing acting ability, and that's it. So and we just like felt, okay, they look not too different, and that's good enough. So yeah.
And but
And
in the adult version had some acting chops. Like he had to basically, there's some emotional scenes that he performs like by himself, like sitting on the bed. Like he had to pull off a good performance for the film to work.
Oh, the actor is he's a pretty good actor. We he was like one of the first actor we locked in, back then. So because we know, okay, this is the guy, and hopefully we can find a kid that looks like him. But no matter what, they're gonna use you. So yeah, exactly. So
Gotcha.
yeah, it was and he has a very unique look too, so of him. So and yeah, we are also good friends now after the film. So it's really great to have him. So
That's so great. And I love the scene like near the end where he like his dad lets him drink the beer. It's like it's like a cliche, but it's like you're a man now. It's like, but it's done in
yeah,
kind of in a
basically.
comical way. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, exactly. That's also one of the other directors, that's his idea, because he's like passing the beer along. Basically, it's a metaphor of, the father passing the adulthood, or passing the, you are a grown up man now, like this kind of like how do you call that? Like a ritual sort of thing to the son, basically. Yeah.
And then the last scene, the tradition goes, right? Like he's a dad and now he's doing the
Correct,
arm wrestling
correct.
match, right? So the
Yeah, it's like
tradition.
a cycle of life now, basically. Just this is a tradition that goes on. So we imagine, but even though in real life, for example, the writer told me, because he has a daughter only, so this didn't happen in real life. So what
Well,
happens is
that's
that
kind of sexist. The daughter can still do arm wrestling matches.
yeah, well,
No, I'm
that's
kidding.
true.
I
That's
just like
true.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. So the daughter actually just like invites his dad to golf matches. So,
Oh,
so that's
gotcha.
what they do. Yeah.
Yeah, there's
So
always
it's
something
like
to
a,
best the mat, I guess, right?
exactly. Also, it's a way for the kids to just to spend time with their parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they do this. So one of the scene, I think, in the movie is just we were trying to subtly express that the son is not very, very patient with his dad, because the dad is inviting him to, do the final arm wrestling match, right? That's where the son wins. So that's also where the son just wants to get out of the house and to do his own things. So
Yeah.
that's why we feel that, there's like a disconnection between parents and their kids sometimes, because the kids always want to do their own thing. They don't want to spend time with their parents. So that's just like a little detail we want to maybe remind our audience that, wow, your parents need you to be with them sometimes. So yeah.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay,
Exactly.
so
Oh,
tell me about the location. Where did you shoot it? the location is it's just like one of the apartments. It's just like an apartment of my friends. That's it.
Yeah.
So yeah, so it's all in one location basically. And all the outside locations like the park right beside the house basically.
Gotcha.
So
So
yeah.
how long, like, did you shoot, like, just shot it in a couple days or one day?
It was like 3 days in
Yeah.
total. So 2.5 days. So originally we had a like another apartment, but it looks very flat and it looks very, you know, horrible. And then because that's free, so we were happy about it already. But then the owner of the apartment just like flopped like 3 days before the shoot. So
Yeah.
we were very, very like, you know, devastated because where are we gonna find another house somewhere? And just one of the producer, his friend offered us to shoot there for free. But that's like the house we finally used. It looks very lived in. It looks like very beautiful, even though it's like a very also very, very old fashioned. You know, it's like it looks like a house from the 2000s or like, you know, or like
Yeah.
that time.
Yeah.
So which ended up being great. So that's why, you know, we were very happy about the final locations. So yeah.
So you live in Toronto now. Like, so what's your back? Are you from Toronto originally?
No, I'm actually Chinese. I was from China. I was born and raised in China until 21. I came to Canada in Montreal first, and then I moved to Toronto for work, basically. So
So did you go to school in Montreal?
yeah, I went to school for computer science actually in Montreal. So
And
yeah,
now you're
exactly.
making. How did you like? What's the transition? Well, how did the transition happen from computer science to making movies?
Oh, I always wanted to make movies because, you know, ever since I was a kid, I loved movies. My parents back then they were actually doing an illegal business. They were in China selling pirated DVDs. So that's like how I grew up. So basically, I had to watch lots of films because I had nothing else to do. My house was basically a warehouse full of DVDs, basically. So back then. And yeah, so I just ended up loving movies. My dad is a big movie fan, so you know he always. He showed me lots of movies like Lord of the Rings, The Matrix, all of these classics when I was a kid. And that really brought me into the world of movies, basically. And in the end, it's just I went to high school in Beijing and we did like a film festival there. It's just like you have to make a film within like a month with your classmates. And that really brought me into this like filmmaking world, finally. So, and I love this. And it was like a crazy experience, but I was very happy when people laughed, you know, happily when they were watching the movie, and also it was like screened in a festival in Beijing and everything. But it was later on when I was in Montreal, I started again to do short films. So now it's still my goal to become a film director one day, basically. Yeah.
So you do computer science on the that's like your day job, I guess.
Correct. I'm a software developer as my main job, basically. Yeah, exactly. So,
Then you want to make movies. Like, so you're are you in like the Toronto film scene, kind of like meeting people and like
yeah, no, actually, I'm just like, so for example, I think in Toronto, the best way, if you are listening to this, you are from Toronto, the best way to get exposure or get some practice is just to attend competition. The one I like the most is 48 hour film
Yeah.
competition. That's the one I did like for 2 years already. So for 2 years, like, you know, this past 2 years I did that as a producer and it was like really, really fun. And it's a great way to practice filmmaking because you have to do everything from writing to editing in just 2 days. So yeah.
You're
And that
learning
was
all
a
the
great.
aspects, like even sound and kind of putting it all together. Yeah, no, it's a fun little exercise, the 48-hour film challenge, because it can't be perfect. It's like you got to do it fast, right? So
Exactly. You have to accept, you know, the whatever limitation you have. But you know, that's also the actual fun part of it because I feel limitation really gives you more creativity in the end. So it's a
yeah,
good thing, actually. So yeah.
I noticed when I watch those films that the it's the editing that gets that that gets shortchanged. Like a lot of films like are not very good because the editing is just like it is like just like patched it together. There wasn't like there's no flow,
I
there
know.
right? So
Yeah, some of the editing was bad. Yes. Yeah,
yeah.
there are different levels of filmmakers in this kind of competition. Some of
Yeah.
them are so good. You know, you're just gonna be mind blown by those. So yeah,
Yeah. And
exactly.
everybody like the people don't know you get a prop, right? Like it has to be a certain like there has to be like you get like there has to be a plot, it has to be a genre. Like they'll give you kind of
Yeah.
things so you can't cheat the
Yeah,
you
it's
can't
like
write the script
actually a
before this the competition starts. Like there's certain things that have to be part of the script, I guess, right?
correct. There has to be a character, for example, like a personal chef, like this
Yeah.
past year, and a line. And let's say it's like this year was like, well, who knew? That's the line. And then there's has to be a postcard. That's a prop. So, and on top of that, you draw a random genre. Like we got musical this year, and the musical we did was like really, really, we were really happy about the result. You know, even though musical was like the least probably preferable genre.
Yeah.
But we still got it very sadly, but it ended up being a very good experience.
So
Yeah.
Matt, you're the co-director on this particular. So Massimo Russo, do you work with him a lot?
That was actually the first time we worked together. So yeah, exactly. So he is actually the composer for this film too. I think many people say that the music is really good in this film because he
Yeah.
did a really good job. So yeah, exactly.
And then who's did you edit the film yourself or?
No, we actually had a editor too. So, but I just worked with him a lot, you know, just talking about,
Good.
you know, like the edits and everything. So, yeah.
Yeah, so you're learning the all the aspects, I guess, right? The collaboration aspect.
Yeah, of course, of course. And
So we sell we sent the audience to you in the feedback video. What did you think
oh,
what they had
hello.
to say about your film?
Oh, I was very happy to look at the feedbacks. It was very helpful too. So I think, you know, people were expressing that like how they love the film and everything, and I'm very appreciative of all of that, all the kind of words they say. So yeah, I feel like, you know, I also welcome more like critiques because I know I'm a young filmmaker. They were saying almost all good things.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, if there's any, you know, like areas of improvement, I would also love to hear that more as well. So yeah,
It's a pretty
exactly.
solid film. Like you hopefully it's getting the festival traction that you deserve because it's like it's a pretty flawless film. Like the performances are great. It's a great metaphor, it's a great story, so I hope it serves you well.
Yeah, actually, we already like got into three festivals, including this Well Sound Festival. The other one is Indie Short Film Fest in LA. We got a Best Adapted Screenplay award, so I'm really happy about that. And another one is a Toronto Short Film
Oh, there you
Festival. It's
go.
gonna be yeah, it's gonna premiere very soon, like next week, like next Thursday in the Toronto Short Film Festival. So March 14th.
That's
So
amazing. Yeah,
yeah.
it's a really solid film. So what are you working on now? You're working on something else now?
So right now, currently, I don't have any project for now because, you know, I'm also trying to make a career change from software development to actual film world. So I'm trying to find a job as a film producer or associate producer or any other opportunity like that, or even like just like a content creator or something. So that's why recently I'm just busy working on that and also getting my immigration process done. So that's very important too. So yeah, being an immigrant is not easy, you know, like, so.
Well, my suggestion to you is to keep making movies because it's like the more you do, the better you get. And it's like you got some solid direction in this film. So I said, like, just keep making good movies like this. It's like you're on your way.
I will do more. I will do more for sure. So for example, right now there's another 48 hour coming up this May. I'm probably gonna do that. It's like a sci-fi theme 48.
Cool.
So I'll see. So yeah,
All right,
exactly.
well, let's keep in touch and I'm looking forward to seeing your next film.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Matthew, for this conversation and everything. So I really appreciate this. So
Thanks.